You are listening to an edited version of Get Radio's Business Brunch, which airs every Sunday at 11 a.m. on DAB Digital Radio across Oxfordshire and online at getradio.co.uk. For copyright reasons, we cannot play the songs mentioned in the show. But for more info and Business Brunch related content, head over to getradio.co.uk.
Get Radio's Business Brunch with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. The friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Good morning, this is Get Radio and welcome to the Business Brunch with me, Ben Thompson, owner of Thompson & Terry Recruitment. Every week during the show, I'm really fortunate to be able to share the stories, the expertise, the knowledge, all of the great people and things that happen here in our wonderful county with you, the listener. And this week is a special one, one that is close to my heart. And we're going to be talking about the Oxfordshire Business Awards. And to do that, we're joined by the wonderful Helen Brind of Enterprise Oxfordshire, and indeed recently become a director of the Oxfordshire Business Awards, who is going to kindly give a real insight of why should you apply, why should you get involved, and what's it all about. This is the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. We are going to continue the conversation after the song. Get Radio. Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today's a great show, all about celebration, and we're celebrating the Oxfordshire Business Awards. And to do that, we're kindly joined by Helen Brind. And Helen's going to introduce herself, Enterprise Oxfordshire, and indeed the Oxfordshire Business Awards, I'm sure. Welcome, Helen, and thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me along today, Ben.
Thank you. So Helen, for those who don't know you, they definitely should, but let's let them off for once. Tell them all about you.
Okay, thanks very much, Ben. So as you said, my name's Helen Brind. I've worked at what used to be Oxfordshire Local Enterprise Partnership since 2018. My world started supporting Oxfordshire SMEs with any support they may well need. I've continued on that journey since 2018 to my world now includes the world of skills as well, which I'm really proud to be able to join kind of the business and skills world together because they're so closely aligned. And that isn't just helping businesses, that's working really closely with our secondary schools, our colleges, working very much about with young people as well as those Oxfordshire businesses.
Amazing, amazing. No, thank you. And genuinely, as an Oxfordshire business owner, for those who haven't checked out Enterprise Oxfordshire, definitely do. There's some wonderful things here for this great county that I'm sure will give you a helping hand. So thank you. The hardest question we always ask our guests is to be a DJ for a moment, and you do get judged by your song choice. So Helen, you have kindly chosen a song for our listeners this morning. What's your song choice and why have you picked it?
I have chosen a song and it's Proud by Heather Small. For those that don't know me, I used to work at Nationwide Building Society and we used to use this as our trailblazer track for our annual event, our annual awards. And it just hits me right in the core. Even when I played it back to myself the other day when I chose this song, it made me feel quite emotional. I think everybody needs a little bit of uplifting. And I think they really need to think about what they achieved and being proud of themselves. And I think that links really nicely to the Oxfordshire Business Awards.
Oxfordshire Station, Get Radio.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Very good song choice, Helen, and very on theme. For those who are just tuning in, we're joined today by Helen Brind of Enterprise Oxfordshire and indeed to the Oxfordshire Business Awards. And that's exactly what we're talking about, awards here in Oxfordshire. So Helen, for those who aren't familiar with the awards, can you introduce the awards and give the background of the awards? Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. So as you said, I've just come on board as a director of the awards and I was immensely proud to be asked to do that because I am such a big supporter of Oxfordshire businesses, you know, the early doors businesses, the small and those are organisations that are growing. So in terms of the awards themselves, this is 30 years. I can't say I've been involved for 30 years. I've been to the dinners on and off over the years in my role. So it's a real decade, a mark of three decades of the Oxfordshire Business Awards, really recognise and rewarding and celebrating the excellence, innovation and growth within Oxfordshire. I just think they're so important, whether it be leading up to the event. You know, we're a sponsor of one of the categories and being able to just go out and talk to some of those amazing businesses that we have across the county. There's obviously a dinner at the end of it, and that brings together round about 400 individuals, great networking opportunities and great profiling opportunities, and really just trying to get into that real crux of what our Oxfordshire businesses are all about.
No, amazing, amazing. And I think now would just be a good time just to pause for a moment, because I think 30 years of winners and categories and interviews and planning, hats off to all of those that have been involved. And actually that is a celebration in its own right. A question I always really like to ask our guests, because we've had, what, 600 guests on this show over the years, is Oxfordshire is a special place, but what do you think makes Oxfordshire so special from a business point of view? And how strong is our business community here?
I think our business community is immensely strong. I think it's vibrant. I think we're kind of seen to be trailblazers in so many different sectors and so many different innovations, science and tech. Look at places like Harwell, look at places like Milton Park, look at the Oxford Science Park. I'm sure I need to, there's lots of others we need to mention, but just to give some examples, some amazing and exciting businesses and how vibrant it is. In terms of accounting.
No, absolutely. And I'm keen to, in a moment, move on to how people can apply and how people can get involved. But I think that from a business point of view, it'd be quite interesting to understand the inner workings behind the awards. Who makes up the team, and how is that made up in terms of how that wonderful, I guess the thing that people will probably remember the most is that a wonderful awards dinner, 400 leaders and people on the stage celebrating. But how do we get to that point, and what's the inner workings?
But the inner workings are quite small, if I'm honest. So we have the lovely Jane Reeves, who many people have been involved in the awards and will know her from the patch. She organises the event for us. She does an amazing job to kind of get us to that point in June. And then we have a board. We're volunteers. So we have three of us are now on the board. We have, as you would, a chair of board. So it is just the three of us. That's the inner workings. So you won't be surprised we've gone old school. We generally use the WhatsApp group to talk to each other quite often, just to because it's quicker. We do meet on a quite regular basis. So that's the workings of the awards themselves and kind of getting us to that event in June. We have lots of conversations, especially around sponsorship, for example, that kind of sits with the four of us to have those conversations and bring it to life. And then the other workings, I guess, are we bring together the sponsors. So we bring the sponsors together again on a regular basis. We've got a meeting next week. We have those meetings over at Hayes, who kindly support, Richard kindly supports us to have those meetings. And we get advice and guidance from the group, in terms of if we want to make tweaks, changes, and really how do we want to get things working. And also talk to them about additional sponsors. So it is quite small. Everything's done on a volunteer basis, to get us to that sparkly event that we have in June, which
No,
will be at
absolutely.
Brooks again this year.
How exciting! How exciting! Looking forward to it. And just in terms of the sponsor piece, what does it mean to be a sponsor? And are there still opportunities for other sponsors to get involved? I think that'd be a really good thing to talk about.
Yeah, so we have got a lot of sponsors. You'll be able to see the sponsors we have on the website. We do still have some opportunities. In terms of becoming a sponsor, and us as an organisation, so the LEP and Enterprise Oxfordshire have sponsored. We're one of the long-term sponsors. So it is about raising profile, and that's what some of our new sponsors are talking about. So we've had people like Howdens that have joined us recently. Great networking opportunities, great industry exposure. And it's really about demonstrating people's commitment, I guess, to show you really do want to sponsor the awards themselves. And also, there's lots in there around, there's a lot of profiling people will have seen all over social media. The pace has really picked up because we launched the awards on the 19th of January, which obviously you were at. So thank you very much. You spoke at that event for us, so thank you for
It's
that.
flattering to be asked. Thank you for asking.
No, thank you. You just give so much energy and enthusiasm to it. So it's lovely that you could do that for us. And it's really very much about showcasing, your organisation as well. And there, as we said, there's lots of media coverage from now. So we did a small amount in last year, and now it's really ramping up as we head towards the close of the awards, because submissions can be made now and then through to the event itself.
Yeah, amazing that, amazing that. And I always think that we've as you know, I'm sure we're mentioning it later in the show. You know, we've been fortunate to be interviewed. And I always think that as a recruiter, obviously, I'm going to talk about interviewing. But I always think it's such a fascinating exercise, isn't it? In terms of for a sponsor to be able to go out and meet all of the best businesses within a certain kind of category. Can you just build on what that interviewing piece looks like? And this is genuinely me just being fascinated.
So last year was the first year I did the interviewing piece because obviously Nigel Tipple, our ex-CEO, used to do all of that, and I came in last year when he was out with surgery. I found it fascinating. So even though I support businesses in Oxfordshire, to know some of the businesses that are out there and what they really do. So yes, they have a product, they're a business, but it's getting under the skin of some of the other stuff they do. So one was fascinating, one of ours from last year. Local business, local lads, develop their own company, very much about, they change their ethos. So a lot of their subcontractors were out of Oxfordshire, and actually they changed their ethos about working more closely with Oxfordshire supply chain. And then to hear the work they were doing with schools and colleges and, secondary and primary schools, and what they were giving back. And actually that came through the interview process, because the application form, which I will say now, we'll talk about it again in a minute, it's quite a short application form. You can't get much from that. So it's really getting under the skin of organisations you think you know, but you get to find out more when you start going through the interview process.
No, absolutely. No, absolutely. Really, really fascinating. Thank you so much for your thoughts so far. Let's continue the conversation after this.
Discussing topics that impact local businesses and their owners, this is the Business Brunch. Sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network, the friendly, no-pressure networking group for Oxfordshire's business people. Sign up to our mailing list at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. If you are just tuning in, you are in for a treat. We're joined by the wonderful Helen Brind of Enterprise Oxfordshire, and indeed recently become a director of the Oxfordshire Business Awards, which is really, really great news. So far, we've given a intro to the awards. We've spoken about what is it like to be involved as a sponsor. And if you are an organisation in Oxfordshire that would like to get involved, please, please, please do reach out to Helen, Jane, and the wider team, because it genuinely is a great, great asset we've got in here in Oxfordshire that's really important to support. Anyway, enough from me. I'm really keen to now move on to applying that application process, if that's okay. So if businesses are listening now and thinking, oh, I'm not sure whether I should apply. What's your advice, and how would they go about finding out more or making that decision?
Well, again, that's an interesting question. So there's a business that we work really closely with in the county, and every time I see them, I say, "Have you put your submission in for Oxford Business Book?" That's before I became a director. And the answer I always get is no. And it's like, "Well, why haven't you?" "Well, we're not sure we're in the right place. We're not sure we're ready. We just want to make sure we're there." Well, that's been the conversation I've had for 2 years. And I just would say to anybody, just give it a go. There's a category for everybody. If you look at the categories we have, you'll know this from when you were involved last year. And I just think people just need to bite the bullet. In terms of commitment, in reality, it's a very short application form. And then if you're shortlisted through to interview, then actually it's just have a conversation. So literally, when we did it last year, it probably takes you maybe an hour and a half to do your application if you want to do it, really properly. Then we do the hard work, because we then shortlist and we do that kind of sifting, and then we'll arrange to come and see you. It's a very simple process, and I just think it would be amazing to see, lots and lots of applications for every single category, no matter what sector. no matter what stage of your business you are. You know, we've got new business, we've got SME, we've got young person as you know. Just think about it, but don't take the time, because what we do find is that, because we do our own awards as Enterprise Oxfordshire to celebrate SMEs and apprenticeship awards. I'm going to get those plugs in, as you would expect.
Please do. Please
Yeah.
do.
All the different closing dates. And I just want to encourage people to just give it a go, because actually I think the reward is amazing. The PR is amazing. And just kind of going through that process.
Totally. I think from my point of view, one of the things that I would say to any business is, even if you think you've got no chance, I think one of the biggest things that business owners hide is imposter syndrome. Like, I think it's so common, isn't it? Oh, well,
Yeah,
there's
yeah.
someone bigger than us. We're not quite ready. We're not quite there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Actually, that process of answering, as you've put it, simple application form. You know,
No.
it's not long, but actually
No.
really thinking about how do I, to somebody who doesn't know our business, converse what we do and give that true reflection. And then, you know, if you're fortunate enough to get to the interview stage, again, I'm biased, of course. I'm a recruiter and of course I love the awards, but at the same time, having somebody that is a really well-established business person to come and to see your business and talk to your business, I would argue that you will get your value 10 times over. Even if you don't ever get any further, yes, winning's lovely, and I'm sure we'll talk about that later in the show. But
Yeah.
for me, I think that you are genuinely doing yourself a disservice if you don't have such a wonderful group of, yes, volunteers and sponsors, but wonderful business people looking at your business. And do you know what? You may well get a really good insight. I'm going to get off my soapbox and come back to you, Helen. But so just in terms of businesses that are applying, I think we both agree, for any application, apply early, take the time, all of those things are
Absolutely.
really important. But what would be some of your kind of tips around it? Like, should they involve the team? Should they do it themselves? How should they go about selecting the right categories? And what would be your recommendation from, I guess, that kind of homework piece?
Yeah, perfect. And I'm going to flip it back to you in a minute to see how you did your applications last year. But I would say, so categories, there is eligibility criteria. So that's kind of a simple one, if I'm honest. You need to be an Oxfordshire-based business. You know, that's where your decision-making comes from. We do occasionally get a few organisations that have like the mothership outside of Oxfordshire. And actually, you know, it's an Oxfordshire awards. So the categories are there. The eligibility is there. So that's kind of the easy one. I would suggest probably bringing in the team, because I think it's very easy as a leader to think you have to do it all. Well, actually, you don't have to do it all. And actually, your team can really help you in terms of, you know, why are we doing this? Where are we? What's the best part of our business? And to be fair, having been involved last year for the first time, the one thing I found tricky, yes, it's a simple application form, but actually from my perspective as assessor, put as much information in as possible, but make it clear and simple. Don't make it complicated, because to be fair, the more words you have, the more time it takes. Actually make it sure it's as concise as possible, but make sure you're selling your story. I think that's the thing that the applications that jumped out to me last year were those that really sell the team, the story, the business, the journey they've been on, and the journey they're going on. And the journey they're going on is really important.
That's a really interesting point, isn't it? Because I think that it's so common where we go to networking events, and I always, when we do finance shows on this radio show, you always hear at the odd networking event, somebody stand up and say, "My turnover's this, so I've got this number and my
Yeah.
number's the staff." And actually, if that was the case that we were ju just judging on that, then we might as well just look at Companies House, haven't we?
Well,
But
yeah, exactly.
it's
Yeah.
really, I think there's so many great stories here in Oxfordshire, and I think that what a great opportunity to really, really shout about them. In terms of the final, the showcase event, that is some impressive event, isn't it? Like, I think that's the first place to start, and hats off to all of you for putting that together. But what does that event look like? Paint the picture for somebody that's never been before.
Okay, so I'll paint the picture of the years I've been. So we've held the event at Brooks for quite a few years now. And on a beautiful summer's evening, usually in June, and we've had some really hot ones to be fair, we have a lovely outside drinks reception. So that is really lovely, huge networking. We have some great music, some local providers of music. So it's that the networking starts literally as you come down the staircase. Sounds like I'm painting a picture, but that's how I see it in my head. Come
Totally.
down the stairs and you see these people are already there. They're having a glass of champagne, a few canapes, and great conversation starts. It's then quite a battle to get everybody into the dinner because everybody's already started those conversations. You know, you've been there. It's a bit like kind of herding cats to get everybody into the main event because people are already engaged and having those conversations. And then we move everybody into the Brooks building. And it kind of, it's just kind of, I find it quite awe-inspiring because the space we use is normally very empty when you go there during the day. But by the time we get there in the evening, it's a beautiful setting. It's all set up, some great tables. Great conversations have already started. Quite hard again to get people to sit down in their seats. And that's kind of you then don't go into the evening. It's like lots of great stories, lots of great conversations, and some really worthy winners. And just the energy. The energy starts as soon as people start arriving for drinks. At least that's my image. You might have a different one, Ben. You know, having been a finalist and an award winner last year. So how do you find it when you get there?
But for me, I think that there's probably three things to say. I think firstly, I think that it is such a celebration of business in Oxfordshire, and I think that so many of our listeners and so many people that we both know will be networkers. And I think that each various network in a group and business community all has their own community, don't they? But I think that the thing that's amazing about the Oxfordshire Business Awards is I think whether you're a finalist, a winner, or attendee or a sponsor, I think that it's really, really amazing to look back and see some of the greatest businesses in Oxfordshire, and you'll meet a real eclectic mix of some people that don't network, some people that do, some people that volunteer. And I think that's firstly worth attending in its own right. But I think that in terms of being involved as a finalist or a winner, for me, of course, the competitiveness in me, I played
Didn't
sport at a
notice
decent
that last
level.
year.
No, not at all. Of
Not at all.
course, I when applying for the awards, we genuinely we didn't expect to get interviewed. We really didn't. And maybe that is imposter syndrome that I spoke about earlier, but the team really wanted to do it, and I think our team really came together to think, how are we really, really going to excel in this exercise? And how are we going to learn? How are we going to grow? But I think that actually getting to the awards, albeit Aoife booked a holiday, it was like a really, it was so like humbling, almost like a proud dad moment to watch Aoife on the screen in front of the room. And then I think when you really hear like cheering from other businesses about you, I think it's an experience that you rarely get in the world of business. So I think that was big. And then of course, if I'm totally honest, I was a little bit gutted. Not to win Young Business Person, despite all of the jokes. I am under 40, just. But I think that actually, in hindsight, Henry, a wonderful, wonderful business and a wonderful guy, and really, really deserved that accolade. But actually, I think to get that SME award, I think for us, has really helped us to elevate. I think that I can really see within my team, and it is about the team. It's genuinely not about me. I'm fortunate to have great people around me. It's really given them the opportunity to say, do you know what? Yes, we are this little small recruitment agency, but do you know what? We can punch well above our weight. And I think that it's really created extra optimism, extra confidence, and I've really seen it since those awards. So I think for me, if going back to this application process, I think that if you are on the fence, the worst that could happen is you don't get an interview. That's literally the worst that could
That
happen.
is the worst,
But actually, even if that were to happen, you still have learned a huge amount, and you can really reflect on, okay, so what are the areas that we feel that we may have come a little bit short? So my advice is apply, book yourself a final ticket, and then anything else is a bonus, but genuinely get your team involved, and really, really celebrate your people, because I think that's the most important thing. Celebrate your people and give them the opportunity. So that's
I
my
think
view.
that's an amazing, I think that's a great reflection. And I just think that people just get a little bit scared, maybe, of kind of going into that process. But it is a simple process. And to be fair, there's also a byproduct of entering because you're raising the awareness of your company anyway.
Without a
So
doubt.
even if you don't get through to an interview stage or the awards themselves, you're raising your profile as an organisation to all of us as sponsors. Because actually, what we have had as a byproduct of this is we've had greater engagement, say, with schools. So we will look to those companies and ask them if they can help with the schools journey and the work we're doing within our the careers hub and actually offering business support. You know, everything we do, sorry for the plug, but you know, everything we do is free. So whether that be a coach, mentor, workshops, webinars, we can signpost you to all of that support and within our network. So it's not just about what we do. Which, because you may not have been aware of it. So there's lots of byproducts. You know, we've had somebody just do a podcast for us, one of our podcasts. You know, they probably wouldn't have got to that point without actually going down this route of the Oxfordshire Business Awards, because that's how they became known to us.
Absolutely. So much value. So much value. Let's have our final song and we'll continue the conversation after this.
The Business Brunch Podcast with Ben Thompson, sponsored by the Oxford Business Community Network. Discover our membership packages to help you grow your business at obcn.co.uk.
Welcome back to the Business Brunch here on Get Radio. Today, I'm really, really fortunate to be joined by Helen Brind of Enterprise Oxfordshire and indeed the Oxfordshire Business Awards. And that's exactly what we're talking about, the wonderful 30-year-old awards here in Oxfordshire that have celebrated some of the very, very, very best businesses that we're proud to have in our county. And hopefully Helen and I have done a good job, I certainly think we have, of encouraging you to apply, get involved. And really, really shout about it. But I guess what I'm really keen to now talk about is post awards, if that's okay. So if my maths is roughly right, let's say, I don't know, 30 times eight categories ish, there's what's that, 240, is that right? 240 winners. Let's just say that, ish. Of the 240 winners, what would you like them to do? What can they do to support that that's next generation of finalists and winners and attendees?
I would love them to encourage people to apply. Very simple. I think that if you look at some of the organisations that have won in the past, you look at organisations like Tap Social, for example, you know, they're absolutely flying. And I think, you know, they've done a lot of awards. They've done the Oxford Business Awards. And I just think it's make sure you're reminding people about the benefits, what you can get from it, and how you can help others, to be fair, within the network. That would be my thing to them. Just encourage people to do it.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here, Helen, if that's okay. And I think it's worth remembering, you know, this is a business show, and we've been talking about business. And of course, you and I haven't. We're far too young to be around for 30 years. Of course, we are. But if you were to think back of some of those winners that you're aware of, what would be the kind of consistent traits? Like, what would you say would be the trait across those winners that maybe some of our listeners who are leading businesses could think, interesting, interesting. I could do some more of that.
I think some of the traits would be an absolute passion for what they do, and that's within the business awards and with my kind of day job. It's a passion and a belief in what they are doing. I would say it's a commitment. Some of the best organisations we have seen at the awards really celebrate their team. You've already talked about it. You've talked about the impact it's had on your staff. So really celebrating and working with those organisations, and just taking some risks. You know, we've got some organisations, some small, very small, because we work with SMEs. Some amazing organisations that, you know, they just are so committed, they're so passionate, and it's a belief, I think, in what they're doing, what they're trying to achieve, and looking to the future.
No, amazing, amazing. So Helen, for those who have decided, right, we're going for it, what are the key dates?
So the key dates are the 27th of February is the closing date for submissions. We've talked about, make sure you get your submission in. Don't assume we're going to be extending that deadline, which I know we have done in the past. And in April, we will be meeting as a group to start reviewing the submissions and have the lovely, enviable task of deciding who the overall business of the year will be, because that's how we do it as a collective of sponsors. And then the awards dinner is on the 12th of June at Brooks.
Amazing, amazing. Please don't delay. Get involved. Honestly, absolute highlight of my business career being at that event. So please, 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 even if you're not applying for the awards, which you absolutely should, why don't you just come along and see? It will be a great event, and you'll
Absolutely.
have a great time. And one of the other things that I genuinely want to ask you about is the nominations. Because I think we've spoken a lot about the imposter syndrome, putting ourselves forward. What can you do if you've got somebody that you work with, or if you have got a supplier or a client or a service provider that actually you really think, do you know what, these are a wonderful business. Can you nominate them?
You can, absolutely. You can nominate. I suspect we do get less through that route, I would suggest. As sponsors, we can nominate into other categories, which that was an experience I had last year. But you can nominate a person, a business, same process, not different. It's just down to you to do the application form. But again, put some real thought into the application or submission if that's something you really want to do, because it's all about that activity right at the front.
Amazing, amazing. Wow, what a celebration of the wonderful awards. It's just really chilling how much work has happened across the last 30 years, but also how much innovation and success there
Absolutely.
is here in Oxfordshire. Helen, we are coming to the final stint of the show, but what else should we consider about the awards? What would you, if you were to sum up to our Oxfordshire listeners, what you would like them to do, what you would like to say to them, what would be your, I guess, closing note?
A few closing, couple of closing notes, I guess. Don't be shy. Get your application in, or if you're thinking about putting an application in for somebody, again, don't be shy. Just get on with it. Make sure that submission goes in. The other thing that I wanted to say was that, and this is a plug again, that we're actually running a webinar, which through the work we do through Enterprise Oxfordshire about applying for awards. So it's not,
Amazing.
so that's just how that's launched this morning. So it's not just about the Oxford Business Awards. It's about, there are so many award opportunities, whether it be in Oxfordshire or outside of Oxfordshire. We are going to run a workshop, just what you need to think about, the best way of doing it, what you can get from it. It's an hour out of your day. Head to Enterprise Oxford Business to events. And you'll see it in there. So that's just something we're just doing to try and help people. So if you're a little bit unsure, maybe a webinar to join to find out more about all of the awards you can do, I would suggest. Because we obviously, we've already mentioned, we've got the apprenticeship awards that have launched in December. And also we will be launching our own awards. And there are others. So you've got the Oxford Climate Awards that I believe will be coming back again this year. So that would be my plug. Don't dilly-dally. What an old phrase is that? Get your submission in and do take a look at the webinar. It's free to anybody to attend, and anybody can attend that workshop.
Amazing, amazing. Definitely, definitely make sure you book yourself onto that. And whilst I'm sure I'm definitely not an expert, if anyone is listening and would like my view or have questions, I'm always very open on LinkedIn, and yeah, always really happy to spend an hour of my time sitting down with anyone that could benefit. Although I'm sure there's lots of better people than me in the awards for that. Right, we've got to the final question for you, Helen.
Go for it.
And this can be broad business. It doesn't need to be awards, but it may well be. We love to, over the last 255 shows now, we love to leave our listeners with a top tip. You've given us one once before, albeit probably 4 or 5 years ago. But what would be your last tip for the Oxfordshire business owner listening to the show right now?
Well, firstly, I'd love to know what I said 5 years ago. You'll have to read that out for me. I honestly can't remember, but that'd be
It
interesting.
was a good one.
Was it? I'm glad to hear it. I would say lasting tip is just give it a go. I think that we've seen some amazing businesses grow by just giving it a go. If you haven't started your business, we do a plug. We do support to help you if you've got that little nugget of an idea. But just be proud of what you're doing and take the risk.
Wow, what great advice during the show. But thank you so much, Helen, for
Thank
joining
you,
us on
Ben.
today's show, and for being so passionate about everything you do for business here in Oxfordshire. You're a true asset to the county,
Oh, thank you.
as is the Enterprise Oxfordshire and the Oxfordshire Business Awards. So definitely, definitely, definitely would recommend following both of those organisations and go and give Helen a follow on LinkedIn. But
Absolutely.
that is the end of the show. But we are going to be back next week with a really interesting business, actually. So we're joined by Jonathan Stober, who runs Smart Garden Products over in Abingdon. They started in the solar space and have become one of the absolute leading suppliers in the really cool stuff that you buy in garden centres that aren't plants. Really, really interesting business story, really interesting concept, and they've become a really big business. So one definitely to watch out for, and I think you'll find that story absolutely inspiring. But finally, just a reminder, you can listen to this radio show as you have for the last 5 years, every Sunday on the radio here in Oxfordshire or online, anywhere you like at 11 a.m. Finally, you can have a podcast version, which is available on every major podcast platform, and also a video version if you would like to see my lovely guests, which is released on the Get Radio Facebook page and the website every Tuesday. But for now, whatever you're doing in Oxfordshire, enjoy, and I hope that something is applying for the awards, and we'll see you next week.